Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hey Guardians, welcome back to Fireteam Chat episode 99. I'm here with CJ and Sean. Destin's out doing secret cool stuff. He misses you guys. But I get to take over the show today, and I'm joined by my two great Guardians right here. So, on today's show, we are going to be talking about Bungie is promising a springtime update. More on that, or not much more on that, actually. Crimson Days is not returning. Gun balances are in the works. And then our main topic is going to be, what else can Bungie do to extend Destiny's current gameplay? And so we'll get into that as we get into the show. As I noted, we're on episode 99, guys.
Getting close to that centennial of episodes.
Will we make 100?
I don't know, Fran. Will we?
That is the question. No, so we've got some special plans coming. There will be more on that soon. So all I will say on that is please take a moment. You can always pause the show right now. And you could go over, follow us on youtube.com/fireteamchat. You can follow us on Twitter at fireteamchat. We'll be sure to get some notes out there about episode 100. And then drop us a like on the show if you're watching on YouTube. I noticed none of our episodes have toppled 1,000 likes. What's it going to take? Maybe the three of us and me specifically asking you.
But if you
like the show, be sure to drop us a like, drop support. It does go a long way. We appreciate you guys and gals out there. Also, I would note Destin and I stream on Twitch. So twitch.tv/FM3_. And then Destin is the Destin channel. CJ shows up sometimes. I'm playing a lot of Trials on the weekends.
It's the Trials Power Hour.
Yeah. And you'll also find me on Fireteam Chat YouTube as well, streaming live sometimes. So anyway, just a bit of a notice there. And then the last bit of housekeeping, guys, and I promise we're getting started, is, hey, Iron Banner's out there. If you guys are just listening and not paying attention to what's going on, Iron Banner is up right now. So if you want to get to 400, that is a great way to get to 400, right? CJ, did you hit 400
yet? No, I'm 399. I was going to say. I was like, I got to do it. Need that ghost.
It'll take an hour, I think. Yeah. But he keeps playing Trials. He's addicted.
It happens. Says this guy.
But it is dropping the Binding Blaze sidearm and the Titanium Orchid Rocket. Not brilliant drops, actually. No. We all want Clever Dragon. You might get that in a roll. Highly recommend playing Banner just for that. Maybe you'll get lucky on one of the bounty drops and get Clever Dragon. Otherwise, if you want a sidearm, just go to Future War Cult and pick up the Wormwood, which is that roll is
crushes.
Solid.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So let's get on with our first topic. Crimson Days is now returning. I think that our first reaction was like, what? But the real news is they are promising we're not doing this because there's a springtime update coming. So let's read exactly what they said. They said the live team is working on something, but the problem here is they're not saying what yet.
Something.
I know.
They never
That's
say it. What
yeah.
is the thing.
Yeah. So quote for quote here, it says, we'll take a seat on our streaming set, and then end quotes, to talk about how, quotes begin again, we'll spend springtime together. Anyway, I'm just confirming springtime is a thing. We know we got April last year. The unfortunate part here is they're falling back on this whole, and this is another quote, "It's really rarely our policy to issue guarantees about things that are not yet certified for download." How do you guys feel that they're saying, okay, we want you to know something's coming. We can't tell you anything.
I mean, I feel a little bummed, right? Like, it's nice to know something's coming. Obviously, if you're a Destiny fan, that's all you care about, is knowing that there's something out there that will be new, that you can do, that will be fun. But we're also not looking for a guarantee. Like, I don't need you to tell me exactly what it is, what the weapon drops are going to be. Just tell me what it is.
That would be cool. Roughly.
What it is, I'm sure that much can't – like, that much could be divulged. Like, oh, it's going to be a small update, and this is what it is.
The roadmap. There's never a roadmap. And that's what everybody wants. You're playing this game that, has, like, a world that's supposed to be active. And all you're doing is coming back for, you know, Iron Banner, the odd things that we've played up to this point.
I get it. You don't want to guarantee anything because you're not sure you're going to be able to deliver on it. But, like, if you're working on it and you're saying that something new is coming, surely – a minor detail about what it is isn't the worst thing in the world to give out because
– But that's the reason for the couch sit down. I mean, again, every time they do something, they want to show you first, especially if it's something different. Like Crimson Doubles, did they actually do – they had the little like Valentine Ghost blog page update, but I don't think they ever did an actual sit down.
I don't think they did a live stream for that. They did it just for the April update.
That's right.
I don't think they were – I mean,
it wasn't big enough.
Yeah, my timelines are also kind of all messed up, but like I don't know that they were doing sit downs – live streaming at that point
they were. Yeah, remember SRL and all that. They showed that ahead of time.
But didn't they come after? I don't know. Yeah. Whatever.
But regardless, the point here, you know, and my spiel on this is, so what really bothers me is that we're just like a couple months away. And to your point, Sean, can't you at least tell me like roughly what it is?
Yeah.
Like
we're
adding to PvP or we're expanding on Prison
New
of Elders.
Like,
you know, here's what I just want to know from you, Bungie. How does it work? So if you came out and you told me, actually, the live team competes with a couple ideas, and the one that wins is the one that we take. I mean, who knows? Mm-hmm. Or there are multiple ideas, and actually, like, I guess that's the point. It's hard for me to believe they don't basically know what it is, roughly. And I get that they just want to show you all at once. But it's like a real problem for the people who are supporting them day in, day out, weekend in, week out. 17 hours last weekend for me. Good Lord. I played Trials.
17 hours?
2 days, probably.
I had a little problem. It was a three-day weekend. I was chilling.
A little problem.
And I didn't get to play on my vacations and go to CES.
Make it up for lost time.
All right. This isn't an intervention. I just was pointing out.
Not yet.
For those of us who are out there, we're supporting you even for an hour a week. I want to know a little more than something's coming. This is the first time it's been very clear that it's a springtime update. They basically alluded to April before. Now they're really – it's going to come sometime between March and May.
And I don't want to sound ungrateful. It's nice to know something's coming because we've been in a drought for a long time now. But like
– I think you have Stockholm Syndrome. That's not that great. Meaning like you've been trained now to be like, oh, you gave us some news.
No, but the alternative was we're not getting anything. What I previously was thinking before hearing this news is that, oh, well, there won't be anything except for maybe SRLs and Iron Banners and Crimson Double-like events until Destiny 2.
That'd be the end until we heard about the new game.
No. Which is
that's
worse,
so now they give you a carrot on the stick to keep playing this one other than Iron Banner.
But that to me, that's what they've been doing for years. That's why I always say, like, I don't think that Destiny 2 is coming this year. That was a whole reason why. Like, I've always been a proponent
of,
like –
I also don't think it's coming this
year. Yeah, like, it's like they're –
getting worried.
Well, yeah.
Based on the frequency of updates.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I think that they –
different teams, though.
Yeah, they know that people want, like, regularly scheduled content. And for that reason, the community comes back for it every time. So if it's not – if Destiny 2 is not coming this year, which has been promised, or that's what the intention is,
I mean,
seems like,
it's not, though, right?
Well, no. I mean
– No, they – originally, they had basically alluded
to that.
No one
– yeah, but no one has – that's not ever been confirmed or even rumored.
Doesn't
right?
even exist.
We
officially.
Just really think
–
a lot of industry
whatever
people really think it's going to be
Destiny
this year.
Is.
They keep calling it the next big expansion or the sequel. So the point is the term 2, just to be clear, if you ever see it out there, it's not like they've ever referred to it as that.
Or even said 2017.
Yeah. But putting aside the next game, we're on this game still.
Yeah.
And I think we all agree, right? Like, give us more than this. The problem is I could probably, flash back to an episode like 2 years ago
you can be so
where I was
vague.
Saying this exact thing.
Yeah, it could just be like, we got something new coming in the works for you. It's a new PvP mode. That one sentence, I'd be like, oh, cool. Yeah. Or well, and they, it's a new strike.
They did that like cool. before Gamescom, and it was actually – that was nice because like, we had an idea.
New story
that,
mission.
Yeah. They told you specifically there was going to be these certain details. Yeah. And then they went into detail what it was just before. And so then at mm-hmm. least you can kind of understand that like if depending on the type of player that you are, right?
You know, I get it. It's like – here I am on an episode 99 of Fireteam Chat telling you you got to wait to hear about episode 100. Like, I get the time that you have to make your plans.
But that's because we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, well, we're firming it.
Side
we
note.
But, like, the point is I get – look, everybody just came back from vacation on Bungie. They needed to take time off. I'm sure the Destiny 2 team was cranking. But they got back, and now they need time to plan this big stream. They got partners probably coming up and all this jazz. So I get that they want to wait to unveil it at the right time. So I think maybe what I'm just saying, though, is like it's just taking too long between these updates.
Right.
We really needed to hopefully – yeah, like to push this up to right around now would have been nice. But it sounds like we got to wait at least a few more weeks or something, which it's just there's nothing to do in the game other than
like,
everything
we know.
Ask
yourself what you regularly do and then ask yourself what the last time you did something new in the game was that you haven't done literally like 100 times before.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Well, and then even thinking about Crimson Doubles, like the fact that it's not a thing now – and I'm not saying, were you looking forward to Crimson Doubles or no? Like, it was
a perfect segue.
Well, there you go.
That was an optional quick topic.
It was cool, but it's like, yeah, did you actually play it and like it? And
do you care that Crimson Doubles is not returning? How do you guys feel?
No, I mean, I played it a little bit. It was a neat mechanic for whatever it was, but it did feel like a stripped down version of Trials. It was kind of like neat,
yeah,
but.
Yeah, like, I actually didn't think it worked really well with twos.
No, I like the particle effects.
Yeah, there were some neat effects within the context of the mode.
And I like...
Yeah. But,
well,
yeah, the maps don't play really well.
It had a neat little hook, like the whole, like, if you're closer to your teammate, like, you... Yeah. What was it? Like, you're a little bit of a health bonus, right?
Well, the big thing was, if you're the last one standing, you get overpowered.
Oh, okay, so I had it back.
So you have, like, a bigger shield, and I believe your shots hit harder.
And you, like,
and stuff,
glow
so,
red.
And you glow,
bit.
Yeah. But you're
yeah,
a bigger
just
target.
Like, I don't know, it didn't really...
Yeah, it was a neat mechanic for what it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was okay. It was a little vacant. I think it was hard on sort of that passage card type setup to get into encounters. Like, you were just searching for people sometimes.
But, so here's the other piece of the puzzle.
It was on one level, right? It didn't rotate,
I don't know if it did. I can't remember.
I don't
but
think it did. It did, I think.
Did it?
It's been so long.
Not sure, but
yeah,
whatever. But this is for sure was not into play. Private matches. So now that you can actually roll in to a 2v2 or 1v2 or any time or anything that you mm-hmm. want, it's less of a play. Yeah. It doesn't, you know, it was cool. Oh, yeah, I can do a 2v2. Now it's like, why can I do a 2v2 whenever I want? Mm-hmm.
Well,
I
don't.
Find another friend and jump in, you know.
That's a good point. Well, you can sort of manufacture that, but you can't get the overshield effect. And really what events tend to be about anyway are the drops. Like, at the time, we all needed the ghost because King's Fall?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. It's
Taken King?
I was like, well, I was going to call it King's Fall. I was like, is that the Raid? The Raid? I haven't played Oryx since Raid. So. Yeah. But yeah, King's Fall wasn't dropping a ton of ghosts for everyone at high level. And so
you got
that became a thing.
Got that sugary shell,
that's
right?
That's right. So
and
candy shell, sugary shell. They solve that with that. So anyway, right now I don't need anything else. I don't really care. The
gear drop
wasn't a big deal. The mode was okay.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to have, though. So, meaning I'm not going to complain if they did it. But definitely to not have it isn't that big a deal. It's more about this roadmap issue. I think that's where we're really at.
At this point, I'm just like, listen, cut whatever you need to cut on the small end, like Crimson Days and stuff, mm-hmm. in order to get me whatever significant chunk of content that's going to reinvigorate my interest.
That's the language they're using, Sean. They said they basically said, we don't have time to invest. Sorry. We don't have resources to invest. This isn't word for word. This is what they're basically saying.
Yeah.
We don't have the resources to invest the live team into Crimson Doubles, and so we're working on a springtime update that you're totally going to love, is what the implication is. But the reality is, the way I read that, we're super busy with the next Destiny, guys. Let's be real. Like, we need to get into if the game is delayed, has been, like, recently talked about again, even though it doesn't have a real release date yet. I mean, they just should spend all time on the next Destiny. I'm okay with that. But the live team does need to be giving us these updates and the roadmap.
Yeah,
it's the roadmap and the updates. And, like, if you look back, like, yeah, the Festival of the Lost was not that great. The drops are like whatever, right?
And then I just hate
SRL wasn't that great.
I don't like novelty. Like, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Is like, I like real progression. Like, I like to feel like I'm getting more powerful, not just collecting things because they're there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, Dest and I were chatting about this when I looked over at his vault. Like, I notoriously already have a vault problem with like so many year one weapons.
All of you guys do.
Oh yeah, but I mean, I have.
Don't get me started.
I have a bunch of legendary weapons that I just can't get rid of because and so then when it turns into a collection. I'm just saying. Yeah.
There's a real reason.
There's a problem here.
Plenty of people get rid of their weapons.
Hey, listen for
Destiny.
The intervention, you know?
I got the same problem.
But it is one of those things where, yeah, every time they create a new type of game like Festival of the Lost or Crimson Doubles, or there's any kind of collector piece that is not, there's no kiosk for, vault space goes away.
No, vault's a huge problem. Yeah, that's another issue.
Anyway.
Like, I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah.
It's problems.
Where's the kiosk?
Let's move on to our next topic. Shotgun dominance. And they say gun balances are incoming. So let me read real fast what they had noted in this update. They talked about it before. Bungie says the next update to Destiny will refine weapon balance. The exact release date is to be determined on that update. And then they requoted, you know, and acknowledged that the shotgun dominance that was occurring, they talked about this later last year. They reminded they don't want to nerf shotguns into the ground. And so I don't want to get too deep into the meta of shotguns and snipers and PvP, because that's what this is really about, by the way, PvP, not PvE. What do you guys think loosely of what's going on? I'll go after you guys.
Yeah. I just think it's crazy that like we're in what, officially year three now of this game?
Yep, two and a half years in.
And we're still talking about shotguns like they're in balance. I don't know. I mean,
but it's the game.
No. That's what I'm saying is like in what that – so shotguns, the weapon type, and I'm not even talking about just in Destiny. Like they're supposed to be powerful, very powerful, one-shot up-close type weapons, right? That's like what everyone conceives of a shotgun.
One-shot kills.
If it doesn't do that in Destiny, is it even a shotgun anymore? So how do you fix that? Like is it really a balance issue or is it what people expect the gun to do? I don't really know what the answer is at
this point. It depends.
Because literally we've been talking about it all the time.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Even after they get nerfed, people are still whining about it. Mm-hmm. And then when they get buffed or whatever, when snipers get buffed, like in order to, it
never
just
really
always ends up being about shotguns.
Nerfed shotguns, though. Shotguns just like tend to get, they either go dominant or whatever because of the other changes. Like, snipers, they added a little more flinch.
No, but there
it's
was.
It's got farther zoom, etc.
There's been a couple clear nerfs to shotguns. Like, they removed, shot package entirely.
Yeah.
That's one of them. Like the whole knee pad shotguns thing. Like
that's
that got nerfed.
True.
So, it seems to be less about nerfing the actual gun than balancing the weapon.
That's what they said.
Yeah, the new weapons that they introduce in each of the DLC. Because right now it's Matador, Aggressive Ballistics, Rifle Barrel,
and Range Finder.
And that's what it is. Like that is the shotgun. So if you don't have that shotgun, you're just not getting a kill usually. Mm. Or you're getting killed first in PvP and it's terrible.
Yeah, and I mean that's the thing is like I just don't know that I actually don't think it's a weapon issue. Like I think it's a survivability issue. That's what I think needs to change. Is like instead of trying to tweak the weapon, because I don't know, Bungie has had a terrible time with this. But like remember when hand cannons were overpowered, or like when Thorn and Last Words specifically were overpowered.
Yeah, yes,
and instead they nerfed all hand cannons.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a weapon type issue. I think what needs to happen is maybe you buff people's survivability so that dealing with shotguns in close range isn't so much of an issue.
Yeah, I mean,
or less of an issue.
What they're saying is I think they're trying to figure out how do they amp up some of these other weapons, at that range to give you more of a fighting chance. They've got the right idea. It's like it's not like they don't see the problem, right? And I think that's what's important is they clearly see the problem. They just haven't done anything about it yet. And it's pretty brutal. So I decided to test sidearms out just for fun. I had a Binding Blaze sidearm from a previous banner. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to play banner. I was streaming. I was like, you know what? I'll just use this sidearm and see how I do. So many – I was counting them on stream, like all these shotgun warriors flying at me. And I didn't have perfect stability on that sidearm. And it's not the best sidearm, but it's pretty dang good. Mm. And I had – acquisition on them immediately, and I'm like, and they're just like flying in, like
boom.
Like most of the time, it was very hard to stand your ground against a shotgun,
dude.
And that's the issue is like, you need the salt. Like, even when I'm using Plan C, which is beastly, if you didn't start charging it at the right time, there's just no hope, there's no backing out, there's no recourse unless you have Shade Step,
especially.
Is why I use Shade Step all the time,
Shade Step
or Blink, you know.
Like, you can't do damage to them when they're in the Shade Step. So if you see them and then they Shade Step towards you,
you can a little. But there's a few frames that
But I mean, it's really hard. Can't get damaged. But my point is, like, when people use abilities that extend the range of their invulnerability, or like another thing is, you can kill people who's running at you with a shotgun, but not if they're the Titan with the shield. I'm getting
shield.
A lot of that recently in. Like in Iron Banner, where someone will round the corner, they got that shield. I waste a whole clip shooting at them for no reason, and then they shotgun me.
Dude, and they got like Garrison on, and so they're just
that,
like,
that can absorb a sniper shot and a golden gun shot. Like, you cannot go through Jug Shield. It's
can absorb golden gun
shots. You can absorb one golden gun shot. It's absurd. Right. Like, Jug Shield needs to be
so.
There's a bunch of
or just make it like this big.
It's so like, but that's, I mean, that's the thing. The bigger piece of the puzzle is that, and I've come to expect this with Destiny, because I got super upset the first year whenever they nerfed a weapon that I loved. And I mean, you didn't play Year One Hawkmoon like on PlayStation.
No,
it
disgusting. Why was that?
Man. Yeah, sorry.
Because Xbox didn't get it.
I keep figuring it. It's like, it was absurd.
Worst. That old joke.
It was not meant to, like, when you actually played it was absurd.
Hawkmoon in
it was
Year One and Sniper Rifle 2 was amazing,
Boom. It was like beautiful. Two shots potentially from across the map.
Well, now if you get that IS Luna roll, you have that.
That's true, you know?
Almost. It's not quite the same.
No, it's the Ghost Bullets. There's a bunch of things that
they
implement, to make sure that they're tweaking weapons. But every time they reintroduce new weapons, it needs to do this all over again, because everybody gravitates toward the three weapons. Yeah. Clever Dragon, Matador. What's the sidearm now? You know,
The Wormwood.
The Wormwood
is one of them. That's not like crazy OP though. It's just awesome.
Yeah,
because it runs out of ammo fast. Anyway, we can come back talk about weapon balance another time. I mean, in support of Bungie on this, I would say they get it. They always get it. They have so much data. I think they take that data really seriously though, and they do a lot of testing because they're afraid to test stuff. I would like to see a world where, in maybe smaller patches of like. Right, community test new weapon balances.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. Like, instead of it living in their lab in secret, which you need to do, I totally get it. Like, put a little more stuff out in the wild somehow. Hopefully, with the next Destiny, we get that.
I was gonna say that, like,
because we've been waiting for, like, seriously, shotguns are bothering everybody, including Bungie employees, I'm sure. But then, like, how much longer do we have to wait?
I mean, Riot does this. Riot, the company that makes League of Legends, like, they do that. They've built this into their audience expectation, which is like every 2 weeks they change the meta for no reason other than just to change it.
Yeah,
and whatever results end up, they learn from, and then they change it. So if they change something and it ends up being broken, they're like, hey, we see it, it's broken, we're going to change it, and then they change it. Like, it would be kind of nice to adopt maybe not that exact mentality, because why would you – it's probably hard to balance everything in a regular – like, on a regular basis like that. But maybe, like, find a happy medium between the two philosophies, between seeing a problem and letting it persist for months and months and months before making a change versus changing everything 2 weeks.
I don't even know that you can change it based on, let's call it, some smaller – let's say you let 5,000 people in or 10,000 to experiment, and they all say, totally, that was perfect. It actually still might be a huge problem, right?
Totally,
So,
but what would be nice is that I feel like when you do something and I see, oh, crap, that broke the game, now I experience a little more like, okay, don't do that.
Yeah.
To me, I think that's
– it makes me feel more part of it.
Yeah.
Or that the community was part of it.
It is the beauty of Destiny, though. Like, to me, you just have to embrace that that's what it is, because the game – implements so many new weapons. Like, that doesn't exist in games where you don't have a new weapon every couple months when there's a new DLC drop.
There aren't
any
new weapons now, though.
No,
it's how you get a balance.
You're right, yeah. But, I mean, even thinking about the Trials report, I remember on Bannerfall, when you look at some of those stats that they've done, Clever Dragon is like the new primary. And it used to be Doctrine. It was like all Doctrine. And now you look at those like stats of last season season.
Go back like 10 or 15 episodes. I've been all about Clever Dragon.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's really good.
That needs to be nerfed too, though,
forever.
By the way. It does.
Yeah,
it's
with
too
much. What's the
High Cal
there? The High Cal, yeah.
I don't have High Cal. The vendor role that they sold, which you should have bought at the time if you didn't get High Cal, is actually awesome because it has perfect balance.
That's the one I have.
Perfect balance, snapshot, counterbalance.
Yeah, that's
really good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to our next topic. The big topic for today's show on episode 99 here is, what else can Bungie do to extend Destiny's current gameplay? So it's a lot of what I think we talk about in small pieces, but I was like, okay, guys, let's get together. Let's brainstorm, like, how can we take what's here? Maybe there's some really easy things you could do. And I'm going to provide my first example, and then you guys go. And then, sure, there's the extreme example, which is give me the old raids.
Right.
Meaning there's a lot
which
of work, there's a little
for.
Work. So feel free to suggest anything. Here's one easy suggestion for me, and I know CJ likes this one a lot. Why is Trials just Friday at 10 a.m. to Monday at reset, Tuesday morning at reset? Like, it's a great mode. It has a ton of players that are super active, that are so thirsty to play it. So, yes, limited run, I get. That makes me so thirsty to play it.
Yeah.
However, like, I can only play it on the weekends, basically. And then Monday, like, let's open it up maybe a few days. Or let's just start opening it up.
Yeah.
Give it – do Thursday. Like, do something, because I will play more then, right? Like, what's the downside to that? And if there is a downside, roll it back. So this is the kind of thing I want to see more. What about you guys?
Well, it's funny. Just you mentioned that. The last speed round before that, like, reset on Trials Night, oh, it's the worst. I don't know how many times I've gotten, like, seven or eight wins. I'm like, okay, guys, let's do it. And then the passage disappears, and you're like,
yeah.
No.
And I think you'd probably play rounds all week long, right?
Yeah, to try to do that.
So that's one example.
I got a good one, Ben, and you could relate, but I want you to go first.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say
okay, so I've said this before, but I think that I've been playing a lot of Halo 5 recently, and I am a huge fan of Firefight.
Never mention it, Sean.
And honestly, I think a Firefight-like mode with leaderboards could go a long way in the current Prison of Elders. Like, just use the setup for Prison of Elders, except instead of whatever it was, three rounds, five rounds, I can't even remember, make it infinite number of rounds where just more and more comes until you die, and the goal is to try and get as high a score as you can.
And you're talking about like a
that would be awesome,
like a leaderboard within the context
mode,
of the game, though.
Yeah,
it's like,
well, yeah, Horde mode, Firefight, same thing,
Firefight,
right?
Yeah,
it's called Horde mode in Gears, but like
Horde
in Firefight,
didn't it?
I don't think it did.
Didn't it?
We've had this discussion before.
Ah, whatever.
Because Halo 3.
Well, now I'm just going to be wrong for saying it.
No, I'm pretty sure
it did.
Because Gears of War. When did Horde mode debut? Was it 2? Gears of War 2?
Yeah, I think it was.
Because Firefight didn't come till Reach.
No. Firefight came in Halo 3 ODST.
It still came.
Right, but I think...
Whatever the case, Firefight's a great idea, Sean.
Yeah.
Sorry
we've
for
had,
mentioning
We've
it.
Had this discussion when... which one
I know, get off. Yeah. All right,
but like,
so wave after wave, leaderboards, though, visible to everybody in the game, is what you're saying?
Yeah,
so
just
when
like...
You,
well,
you see
or
where
like,
you ranked.
Yeah, like, so you can see like worldwide leaderboards, for instance, but like
but
potentially...
built
like,
in the game.
Built in the game, it's just like your friends list.
Yeah,
maybe it's not worldwide leaderboards,
or maybe it is just your friends. It's a good point.
Yeah, like your friends and their yeah, exactly. And then if you want to look at worldwide leaderboards, you just go online or something like that. But like, or to Bungie.com. But I just love that idea. Like, you already have the enemies. You already have the structure for adding more enemies and different enemies over time and in waves.
Yeah.
So why not just lift the cap off the waves? Lift the cap up to a point where the machine can still handle it. You maybe test that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to get into like how the engine performs. But let's not get into that. I think it's a good idea. That one might require a little more work. But I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, like instead of going three or five rounds, you're like, hey, me and my team got to 10 or 15 or 20. And it's like, who can get the highest or to the last round? Like,
I think strike scoring is already a great way to do it. It already exists. So just make leaderboards visible for strike scoring. I mean, now I have something to fight for. CJ, what's your idea?
Well, in Call of Duty, like primarily that was the nice thing about a lot of those games is that you saw a leaderboard within the context of what you were doing and achieving.
Now, did Call of Duty do leaderboards before or after Firefight?
Oh, that's a very good question.
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, they've been in there. It was some of the reason why they kept you going. You could compare yourself to other people in the community. And that there's some value to that, being in the game, not just
like
on a website.
Sure.
So I like that.
What's your idea?
So my idea, and again, I wanted to go after Sean because I wasn't sure if he was going to say this or not. Now that private matches was opened up and my faith was renewed in Bungie, because there was a period of time there, nobody thought that that was going to happen.
Well, that they existed.
That it existed or it wasn't going to happen. What about Forge mode?
What How does Forge mode work again? I haven't
Forge
played
mode.
Much Forge mode.
There can't, wouldn't work in Destiny.
Wait,
no.
Before you guys
Hang
talk,
on.
For those who don't play Forge mode.
Forge mode was a Halo tool that was introduced in 3, which allowed players to basically assemble disassemble levels and environments that you could then share or play in yourself with friends.
Exactly.
You guys have pretty big ideas.
The environments
don't sound easy.
They're
just
too complex.
But think about
this, because
within Halo 3, the game was released for who knows how long before they implemented Forge mode actually into their game. Now, this is
You've
way
brought this
out
up
there.
Before.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Bungie created Forge mode. Like it is possible.
Yeah.
It's not like they don't know what's going on.
Although it's not the same Bungie.
I get it, but I'm just saying for the longevity of the game, and now that they've inserted PvP or like a private match mode into Destiny. What a great way to send off the game to allow people to create their own custom things over the next however long people want to stay with this game, especially if a new sequel comes out.
It would be super cool, no doubt about that. But
Do
just
I think
like,
it's possible?
Think about what
no,
you're
I know.
Asking. Like
I
that's
know.
Such a robust tool.
Yeah,
it is.
Like, think about all of the different doors, even just the doors in Destiny, but are so different.
But like, that's what they did. They had little elements so many in Halo doors. 3 within the context of the budget, and then there was a way to place things. Like all the elements are there, like the ghost, cool, the CLT spark, and you know, there's the same mechanical pieces there.
No, it would be awesome. I would love to build my own Halo.
You guys are coming in with big guns here.
Oh yeah,
like what if Bungie's listening? You're not. Yeah, but that's super hard to build. Is my point.
Oh, it is for sure.
Do you have any easier ideas than that? Like.
I do have an easier idea. I will say
give me an easy one.
Okay, the piece of the puzzle that I liked when doing the raids, and this potentially makes, you know, those relevant over again, is like Vex. Vex was like a weapon that was tied.
The Vex Mythiclast.
Pulse.
Or sorry, a fusion rifle,
primary,
but it's basically an auto.
Yeah, solar. And it was one of those things where you played specifically that raid to get that exotic.
Yeah.
Now,
played Vault of Glass.
Yeah.
Like that was the weapon you wanted. Yeah.
So maybe you disagree with me. The way Gjallarhorn was introduced was a cool quest, but it was a little bit anticlimactic because I missed that moment where the Gjallarhorn dropped. So I will say that I wish there was specific, like, exotic weapons that were only tied to potentially doing strikes.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You mean you want a random weapon again
or just
where there's not a quest?
Yeah. Think about this. Like,
an RNG drop.
Iron Banner exotic.
Yeah, or something.
That would be cool.
But I think the reason why PvP, it's a little – it's different is
it's
because – Yeah.
The exotic clever dragon.
That just melts you even more than the current one. But there's something
It just never stops firing.
Yeah, it has infinite ammo.
Auto. It's like Buck Spindle, just reloads.
It has super high caliber rounds. Yeah. It actually shoots really through your TV and your head jerks back.
But as a PvP guy, and again, I like PvE, that element, I feel it's more rewarding when it comes from completing like a PvP, you know, mode.
Like
a PvE mode. Or yeah, chest. I think that moment where you're lining up next to that chest and everybody's shooting at it involved. Charge it up. And then,
the Gorgon chest.
Yeah, the Gorgon chest.
The famous myth.
All those little things that you did, I think
for
that's,
RNG.
Yeah, for RNG. That's what's missing. That like nice RNG exotic drop that you know is there, and it would be cool if they implemented like, hey, you know, you got like a special weapon out one of those things in each kind of the raids.
Okay.
So.
Well, I want to get a few more out there, see what else you guys have if you have any. A really fast one for me, which I've already brought up, is I don't understand why SRL is just in private matches.
Right.
To freaking put it in the rotation and like just let us play it with everybody out there. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's like an April update thing. I mean, if it's not, I'm just... I don't understand the thinking here, right?
So Destin and I were actually talking about that when that was implemented, and we both said that. He's like, I don't understand why can't there just be a little custom node
like
within
a stop
the context
gap
of Crucible playlist.
Before they roll it out is what I'm thinking.
But
like,
so,
there's no reason not to at this point.
So he was wondering about like the infrastructure of like bandwidth and how does that take away from like the overall community with matchmaking. And
I was
so,
going to say that's a valid concern if you get too many people playing.
Right.
But then,
I have
like,
a solution
just...
for that. Dedicated servers.
Exotic drop.
Engram drop.
Off the table. That's okay. Dedicated servers. Good. All right, let's not go down. That's also a big road to go down.
Same.
But
I don't want to worry about bandwidth.
That old chestnut, for sure.
Boom.
We don't know that bandwidth has anything
Engram
to do with
Engram decrypted.
All right, I have another suggestion. This one's kind of a – I kind of refer to it as the mini banner, but I'm calling it special gear drop events. So basically you would expand gear drop sources, meaning you don't only get – say Grasp of Malak from Omnigal. There's a way to, right? There's a way to get it other than that sometimes.
Right.
Or maybe you just want to get a longbow and you don't want to have to get a crucible drop. Okay. So what you would do is, for example, I'd say this week we're dropping longbow, which is from Crucible drops, I believe, and the Waltz, which is Future War Cult exclusive.
Crucible packages.
But you know what, everybody? We're dropping it in Skirmish. We're dropping it in Rumble and the SIVA Heroic Strike playlist. And it's going to drop more frequently, just like in Banner, right, where we were getting all these drops for, well, right now, for Binding Blaze and the Titanium Orchid Rocket. Like, I think that would be
That's
cool.
not a bad idea.
Yeah,
actually, you
and
gave me
easy.
An idea while
it's
you were
easy.
Describing that. Let me ask you a question. Is there a weapon out there that you want that you don't have?
Yeah,
a roll, yes.
Okay, but
a roll, and that's what I'm getting at.
For most hardcore Destiny people, you have basically everything you want, right?
Oh no, actually, I would say I've gotten all trash on. You may forget the name of the hand cannon, not Ill Will, but the other one that everybody loves,
the Whale.
No.
Magaluf.
It's a famous Crucible hand. You just keep talking.
Not Isluna.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
What about this? Double drop weekends, where it's just one weekend,
you get
double the amount of drops.
Palindrome.
Like,
no, but I do want an awesome palindrome.
Okay, sorry.
It'll come to me. Just keep going.
Yeah, just like you already have the weapons, just make more of them drop. Like lots more. Like twice the amount of them. Wouldn't that be cool? I just love the idea of seeing, like, you get to the title screen or the, you know, the main, or the score screen.
Double drop.
It's like, popping all down the screen. Like,
that'd be great.
You know that feeling when, like, everyone gets, like, a legendary but you?
Yeah.
Like, it's the opposite. Everyone gets so many.
You're in the number one spot when that happens.
Yeah. It's actually interesting. It's just double drops. Like, maybe, have one weekend where, you know, or week, you know, you're not changing the actual drops, it's just doubling stuff.
Yeah,
and you have a better
double
chance.
The amount of drops.
A reason to play, right?
Yeah.
I like anything that is related to gear is why I say that. Reason to play, I always say that's something I'm chasing. So I thought that would be pretty cool. And it doesn't have to be the weekend. It could maybe it's a whole week. But I don't know. I felt like if it was limited to special days or weekends, it keeps it from, like, all of a sudden everybody has a perfect Matador or whatever it is they're dropping. But even then, I'm like, again, I go back to my comment about trials. It's like, at this point, There's a ton of people leaving the game to play other stuff because there's not that much stuff left. It's not a problem.
That.
Destiny, it's amazing how many people continue to play it.
Yeah.
But, like, what's the harm in giving everybody an awesome palindrome? Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, really, what's the harm? Like, we gave everybody Clever Dragon. Okay, so at this point, it's just up to skill as long as you got that Clever Dragon. I don't know. Any other ideas from you guys?
No, that's a good one. I mean, because that's the piece of the puzzle, where I'm in that boat, too. I actually just got Grasp of Malak for the first time because I don't know how many times I did it initially where, like, I never cheesed it the way people did previously, and then I had to get a key, and then the key was hard to get. So it's like I just got a good one a couple weeks ago. So something like that for that reason.
Exactly. Really, like, I don't have a really good – I don't have Grasp of Malak at all, actually. I've been waiting to get it. I got the stupid Omnigal bond when I finally got my key.
Yes, me too. Twice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, this would be a reason to play, and you could really design it, I think, pretty easily. Now, I don't know how the code for the game works, obviously, but it's like you have these weapons. Just drop them in certain environments. So, okay, well, let's move on to the last pieces of the show here. Again, that was our end of that topic. What else can Bungie do to extend Destiny's current gameplay? Would love to hear from you guys in the comments, and I would love for there to be enough of that that hopefully Bungie sees it. I mean, maybe you'll give them an idea for the April update where they're like, oh, that's easy. It could happen. So please get in the comments. Get out there. Talk to Bungie. Give them these ideas. They do listen. That's the one great thing that you can never really blame Bungie for. They're always listening.
At that. They're really good.
So one thing I wanted to do, guys, was read a few reviews from some of our users on, in this case, it's our iTunes podcast reviews. We always say, hey, please drop us a review. I wanted to take a quick moment, give those shout-outs, and hear what people are saying out there. So actually, if you guys don't mind reading, we'll each read one, and I'll read the first one. So Beans10001 gave us 5 stars and says, great Destiny show. I admit I've fallen off the Destiny bandwagon. Halo 5 consumes most of my time, but I really enjoy listening to Fireteam Chat to keep up with what my friends are doing in the world of Destiny. I hear that a lot. All these people who are like, dude, I don't even play Destiny, but, like, I still listen to the show. Yeah. I'm like, what? Why? And it's amazing because it is a great way to keep up with what's going on.
And a lot of people have transitioned to other games like Overwatch. You know, it was our game of the year. A lot of people are playing that I know who are into Destiny. So,
CJ, why don't you read the next one? By the way, that's Weekly Listener. Fran typo there.
Oh, yeah. Weekly Listening. How do we pronounce that? Is it?
I think it's Litz Trizzy.
Litz Trizzy. All right.
4 stars.
4 stars. Ooh. We need to earn that extra star from Trizzy. He says, for a long time, he's been a listener. I get annoyed that the cast is too short. I mean, physically, I'm not that tall.
Now they're not going to know whether you're quoting or not.
Sorry, okay.
Continuing quote.
I get annoyed that the cast is too short. Weekly, they cover lots of information, but they have to hold back on fully developing a topic because they constantly have to move on to the next topic. Every episode, we're running short on time. It's likely driven by IGN, but who cares? Finish the thought, move to the next topic, and if it takes 90 minutes, it takes 90 minutes. Keep up the great cast. Love what you do. So that's something that we've heard a lot of times. I
mean, it's not long enough.
No, people want it to be 60 minutes. I've heard that from a bunch
of
people.
He wants 90. Who cares?
Wow.
What else you got to do?
The whole afternoon.
These guys took a 90-minute lunch, so that's why.
Oh, Side note, the comment where you say, this is likely driven by IGN, it's driven by this guy.
Okay. So time out. Let's actually explain just we've explained it before, but maybe sure. too short. So I think it's good to make sure we address it. One, totally hear you. We would love to do like chilled out, laid back
chat with Destiny.
Number one, though, yeah. not everybody feels the same way. Some people yeah. really like that 30-minute, you know, version of it. Yeah. But I get a lot of listeners. So there's viewers and there's listeners. Viewers don't necessarily want 90 minutes. Yeah. Listeners do. Hard to please everyone, but I totally hear you. I would love to do all the above.
Yeah.
An extended, a video show that's whatever, still 30 minutes, breakouts. On the IGN business side of stuff, okay, the reality is, like, we get a certain amount of viewership for the time that we spend. And we just got to keep an eye on that. In 30 minutes, I've been really happy with what Fireteam Chat's done. But if the views blow up, so yeah, share it and get it out there. If we're getting
a million
views a month, then yeah. And if you're watching it all, we can see it in the data, we'll give you that. But the reality is, I think there's some average about 18 to 20 minutes that I'm seeing in the show. So there's a bit of a science to it. You can't please everybody. It's just the way of the internet.
People still play this game?
Yeah. Exactly. Sean, you want to read that last review
yeah,
for us?
Yeah, God, what is this? Coffin case.
Yeah.
Spelled in
Coffin
Leet.
Case. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Nice
yeah,
job,
there
Leet.
You go. I can read nice, Leet. Nice. Gave us 5 stars. He says, I've been listening to Fireteam Chat since it started, which is about as long as I've played Destiny. I loved the show and the personalities from the start. I look forward to hearing from my favorite Guardians every week, either keeping me in the loop when busy or sharing my excitement over a new thing. Keep up the good work. Guardians out.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the kind words, man, and the support. Happy
really
that
it.
We can be here every week. Keeping you in the loop or just keeping you
in the coffin.
Informed.
In the coffin. Entertained.
Exactly. And by the way, these are he or she comments. Or you know, we never know the exact gender, I should remind. We're used to saying he.
Yeah,
sorry,
I mean,
it's a bunch of dudes
1001
in the room.
1001 yeah. could be
exactly.
Or
and so another – I didn't get to write out you know, these reviews, but some recent reviews. I just want to give you shout-outs. Agui Styral. There's a Y in that. Lone WLF Guardian. Techno Freeride. Mega Man 429. There's somebody's name in iTunes that's called You're a Joke with an exclamation mark. And Fire Sprite 113. So thank you all for the recent reviews. Those were from about December and November. I saw an influx of activity, so I really wanted to say thank you for getting in there and read some reviews this time.
Yeah.
So that is it for today's show. A few of the usual, you know, plugs and everything. Be sure to, again, drop us a follow on YouTube, on Twitter. You can check out our shirts at IGN.com/store, I believe. Or is it go.IGN.com/store? It's, but I always forget.
You gave me the shirt.
Google
you can
IGN
get Fire
store.
Team Chats out yeah. there. No, it is that. And, you know, we'll be back with episode 100 soon. Look out for those announcements. I also would mention that I'm almost certainly going, well, I am going to GuardianCon this year. It's a big community-driven event that they have in the midsummer. It's in late June. So if you'd like to check that out, VIP tickets are already gone. The rest are still selling. So make sure you get out there. Check that out. Hit up Gathalion or Professor Broman on Twitter if you want any more information on that. And that's it for today's show, guys. Anything
cool.
else on your end?
Yeah, just a big shout out to all the people we've been playing with in the evenings and weekends. Every
yes.
time, you know, we do
trials runs
and all that stuff. Shattered Dreams team. And all that stuff.
It means we lose all the time.
Yeah,
Sean.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
It's and late in the rounds.
Yeah.
It's always cool to interact with, like, you know, Bill Zach and a bunch of people in the chat.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So
community's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
It's really good.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what to do now, guys. Until next time,
Guardians out.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.